Listening to Radio Yorkshire, now Leeds United are in action tomorrow night. They face Shelbourne. It's the first game of their tour of Ireland. And we're looking forward to the game. It's obviously the first game in charge for Gary Monk, the first game of pre-season. And joining us on the line to talk about it is the man who's going to be in the opposite dugout to Gary Monk. It's the home manager, the Shelbourne gaffer, Owen Heary. How are you, Owen?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Tell me, you're in the midst of a season ahead of this game against Leeds United. Just got back on the way after a break for the Euros.
Yeah. We normally play summer football over here, so in terms of fitness wise, the lads will be fit, and it should give Leeds a good test because, as you said, Leeds' first pre-season game. You know, there'll be a bit of probably rustiness there from them, or ourselves. We've played 15 league games, so it's a, you know, step up to the plate and hopefully match them on the night.
Yeah, what kind of side will you be putting out? Obviously, you've got things to think about with the league and stuff. You're putting out a strong team tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's important that we put out a strong team against Leeds because we don't want to, you know, be disrespectful and put out younger match up on Saturday. So it gives us a couple of days to recover after the game. So for ourselves, I think for Leeds to come over, you know, it's important that we put out a strong team to give them, you know, a good run out, give them a good test. You know, it's pre-season for them, so I'm sure that they want a sort of a decent enough test to see what level they're at. So for us, you know, we have a couple of good young players, but we also have a few senior players, and we look to put them in the game.
And for you, I suppose it's an opportunity as well. You've only just taken over at the club, so another opportunity to have a look at some of the lads.
Yeah, and exactly as you said. Like, for me, to have a look at a couple of players that have only taken over 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, should I say, and played two matches. So it's important that I have a look at what players we have and where we need to strengthen. And, you know, in games like this, players will step up to the plate, and I can see their mentality and how they play and how they go about their business. And I'm sure half of them would be wanting to impress, you know, the Leeds fans, and because I'm sure that, you know, enough that he'll take them over there and have a look at them.
Yeah. Obviously, Leeds United come into town, that wherever they go, wherever it is in the world, they take a huge following. Large numbers have travelled over to Ireland. They have a big fan base, of course, in the country and in the area as well. So what kind of crowds are you expecting tomorrow? Are you looking to see the place pretty full?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a massive crowd tomorrow. I know the tickets are selling very well. As you say, Leeds, you know, they have a great fan base here. They always have. And I'm sure forward to seeing Gary Monk in charge and his first game and the new team and what to look forward to this season. But you know, there is a good buzz around Dublin now that Leeds are here, and I know they play again another game in a couple of days time. But for us, as I said, the tickets are going well at the moment, and it'll be his first game in Ireland as well, and first game for Gary Monk to take charge of Leeds and to see how they fare out. But as you said, you know, there's a lot of fan base over here, and a lot of people come from England just for the game as well.
Yeah, are you looking forward to being in the dugout opposite Gary Monk? Or it's only a friendly, but you know, getting to pit against someone who is a highly regarded coach in this country, managing in the Premier League.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he's done very well over his career as a manager, and as you said, like, now he's taking on a new challenge, and it'd be interesting to pick his brains maybe on a few things tomorrow. But you know, it'll be a challenge and something that I'm looking forward to. And as you say, it's a friendly, but there's no such thing as friendlies either. You know, you want to win the game, and I'm sure he's the same. He wants to win and win the game. So it'd be interesting to see how we both fare out tomorrow. But I'm sure after the match, I'll be sit down and have a chat anyway.
Yeah, you mentioned there you come up back off the break from the Euros. Overall, for Ireland, how's the country been in the last couple of weeks after the tournament? Pretty successful overall?
Yeah, there was a good buzz around. You know, we thought we were out of the tournament, then we go and beat Italy. Gives us a new lease of life, and people are cheering on. And you know, as you say, like, the place is buzzing. And, you know, with the game, you know, if you look at it, France and the course on the day when they got beaten. I mean, France, we thought we had, you know, went 1-0 up early doors, and then, you know, you see France step up a gear, and then, you know, they well beat us in the end. But that's the quality that they have. But overall, it seems, you know, successful for us, and it's something that we can build on. You know, Matt O'Neill and Roy Keane have done a great job there, and hopefully they can build on now to the World Cup. It's a tough group we're in, but I think he's brought the bus back to the country, you know, in terms of the Ireland football team.
What's it looking like for the future, in your opinion? We're seeing a lot of the elder players in the Irish squad probably coming towards the end now, that the likes of Robbie Keane and those kind of players. Do you think there is enough strength and depth in the country coming through on the grassroots to populate the national team?
It's hard to say. I mean, I played with Wessel at Shells actually going back years ago, you know, and at the time you could see how good Wessel was, and you know, we were all jumping to say, look, take a look at him, have a go at him. And Wessel became a late, you know, he was sort of a late bloomer going into the international stage. But if you look at the players that are in the squad now, a lot of them have come through our league. At the moment, I don't think our league is strong enough to you know, get that future base of Ireland players coming through. So, you know, it's hard to say when we have more internationals coming from the league or how strong they're going to be. But, you know, some players have turned up and surprised us this year. So we're hoping that maybe that'll happen again.
Fingers crossed. Owen, thank you very much for joining us on the afternoon show today. We wish you the best of luck for tomorrow and the rest of the season, of course.
Thanks very much.